This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Coloradans could be getting a new supply of doctors to take care of their health thanks to the opening of its third medical school. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
3, 2, 1.
Friday, Governor Jared Polis joined the president of the University of Northern Colorado, Andy Feinstein, for a ribbon cutting for its College of Osteopathic Medicine. Founding Dean Beth Longenecker says more than half of osteopathic doctors go into primary care where there's a big shortage.
So this was one of the intentional thoughts about opening a DO school here, is that we'll see a greater impact on the primary care workforce than we would in an MD institution.
Once it's at full capacity, the program will enroll 150 medical students each year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Boulder is looking at federal funding in order to keep its municipal airport open. The city council has an option to pursue grants from the Federal Aviation Administration towards the airport's upkeep. Without the funds, the BMA would operate with a yearly deficit of up to $1.8 million. A documentary exploring the lives of Italian and Hispanic farming communities in Pueblo is now free to watch. Mirasol, Looking at the Sun, is a film about how a rural community comes together to fight agricultural challenges faced across generations. Characters range from a 92-year-old farmer to the younger generation who will inherit the land. After a successful festival run with screenings at Telluride Mountain Film Fest and Big Sky Film Festival, it's now available to stream online through the Palmer Land Trust website. You can find more news at CPR.org or in the Colorado Public Radio app.